Papua New Guinea's police force has been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons lately, from the involvement of the police mobile squad in the deadly violence on Manus Island to allegations of a brutal assault against a female officer. The local media has been full of stories of police behaving badly. So how does a police force in a developing nation like PNG turn that around? PNG correspondent Liam Cochrane.
The front page of Wednesday's Post Courier newspaper was a shocking, confronting sight. The headline, Wife Bashing Cop Charged. The photo, a woman's face, covered most of the page, both eyes swollen closed and darkly bruised, her nose at an odd angle, the corner of her mouth seemingly split open. The woman in the photo is herself a police officer, Senior Constable Nancy Sampson. She came forward after photos of her battered face were posted to PNG forums on Facebook and told the media she's suffered years of violence at the hands of her husband.
Since we got married, like, he was so abusive, so violent.
Her husband, John Bain, is a policeman and a bodyguard for a state minister. He was arrested and charged this week. Domestic violence is unfortunately widespread in Papua New Guinea, but the sickening photos of Nancy Sampson have sparked an online outcry that spilled into tangible action, resulting in an arrest. But it didn't end there. There was story after story this week of assaults by policemen against children, teenagers, motorists all over the country. At least some senior members of the Royal Papua New Guinea Constabulary are trying to change the force, and there's money to back it up. Chief Superintendent Joanne Clarkson is the highest-ranking female officer in the country and is Assistant Commissioner of Reforms. She admits the challenge is huge.
You can have a strategic plan or a direction to in which you want to move an organisation. Getting everyone involved in that, you know, in implementing that vision or implementing the reform is a huge task.
And so how does the police modernisation program, this 276 million kina or around 120 million Australian dollar program, how is that money going to be spent to work on these reforms?
There are eight specific projects within that particular modernisation program, but the one that is most prominent or has the greatest focus is the Centre of Excellence, the Bomana Police Training College, turning that into a Centre of Excellence. The idea is that we would like to deliver a professional police service through our people, and so therefore that the target is on making sure that we train people who are fit for the job that we're sending them out to do.
And how does the deployment of Australian Federal Police officers, I think it's 73 officers at the moment here in Port Moresby and in Lae, how does that fit into those wider reform ambitions?
The deployment of the Australian Federal Police is targeted at the areas that I guess we are wanting to achieve most impact. And so we have them at the college, at the Centre of Excellence. We also have them in the frontline supervision area. So in Port Moresby, you have them in NCD in the stations, and then you inlay there also at the station. So from training, and then when they come out into the front line, you want to make sure that continues. And so I guess having them there to support the continuous improvement of not only the recruits but the people that are currently working at the police stations.
Another way to change the entrenched culture of violence and impunity is to punish officers who abuse their position. A recent example, again, sprang from PNG's energetic Facebook community. A video of a man being mauled by police dogs was posted online and caused outrage. I tracked down the victim, Paul Willey, who alleges he was doing nothing wrong when he was detained by police, driven out of town and set upon by dogs until he fled into the nearby bush.
Dog by keke mina mi dai. So only op mi les lok pilim penna dai so mi mas.
I thought if I keep sitting here, the dogs will bite me and I'll die a painful death. So I made a run for it. I thought if the police shoot me, at least I'll die quickly.
But there is a somewhat positive postscript to this story. The day after it was broadcast on the ABC, the PNG police spokesman called and asked me to pass on a message to the man. He wanted to encourage the victim to make a statement as soon as possible so action could be taken against the officers involved. And he was worried that the traumatised man might, understandably, be quite reluctant to go to a police station and lodge the complaint. So he suggested other ways to discreetly and safely take a statement. It was a small gesture in the face of so many abuse allegations, but a move in the right direction. For Correspondence Report, this is Liam Cochrane in Port Moresby.